Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
With another hour of What's on Your Mind, Senator Kevin Cramer joining us this morning for the first chunk of this hour. So if you have a question or comment, the Talk Radio Town Hall is early today. Simple as a phone call. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Hello, Senator Cramer. How are you?
Scott, I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. And we got folks waiting to chat with you already this morning. So we're going to get right to it. Ray is on the road for Senator Cramer. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay, thank you so much. I watch a lot of President Trump's rallies. And this last week that he was in Arizona, and he had Kerry Lake on. She goes, a lot of her consultants said, if I pull back on President Trump, she goes, well, if I do that, if I pull back on President Trump, what will my voters think? They might think I'm going to pull back on them. President Trump's adamant about not having Mitch McConnell be your Speaker of the Senate and Skip Jordan. I just want to know why you want to vote for him.
Scott, I can't understand any of that.
I had a hard time as well. Give us your question.
Are you on speaker, Ray? Can you get off your speaker if you're on that?
Yeah, I'm not on a speaker. I was just, okay, let me say it one more time.
That's better.
Kerry Lake said that if she pulls back on President Trump, that the voters might think that she's going to pull back on them because of his support.
Okay.
If he endorsed you, had a rally for you to get you elected, and he's pretty adamant about not having Mitch McConnell be the Speaker of the Senate. So I want to know why you all are so set on voting for him.
All right.
Set on voting for McConnell. Yep.
I see. Sure. A couple of things. First of all, nobody's running against Mitch McConnell at this point. And if we win the majority, I don't see how anybody would run against him. Because Mitch McConnell right now is pretty much the only thing keeping several of our candidates in offices that are either running for open seats or are running against Democrats in swing states. He's pretty much the only thing keeping their campaigns above water, including, by the way, in Arizona.
How is he doing that? Just by campaign donations?
Hundreds of millions of dollars. Hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, he's 90%. He's paid for 90% of the television time for several of our candidates. And so, again, Mitch McConnell has no opponent right now because there is an election. Now, after November 8th, hopefully it's determined who has the majority. I'm not so certain because I'm not real certain Pennsylvania can get their act together in time to count votes on time. But all of that said, once a majority is determined, if in fact it's Republicans, it's hard for me to imagine somebody running against Mitch McConnell majority. Now, if we lose seats somehow, then of course there could be a race. And at that point, I would make a decision. But Donald Trump doesn't have a vote for majority leader of the United States Senate. And quite honestly, Mitch McConnell is as responsible for the successes Donald Trump had as just about anybody else is, particularly on the Supreme Court and several other courts, by the way. So I just think that would be an unfair criticism. I don't know what did the Senate candidate Blake Masters say about that. That might be interesting to hear from his perspective, because of course Kerry Lake's running for governor, which is obviously a very different office.
Oh, he's gone. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Others welcome, by the way, 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776.
By the way, Scott, I might just add a little bit to that discussion because, I was having a hard time understanding just a bad connection. But one of the things I think it's important to remember is that not everything's a binary choice in politics. That, in fact, the last thing we want this election to be about is the last election. We need this election to be about the president of the United States that's in office right now, that is absolutely almost single-handedly destroying the economy of the country. There is no one else responsible for inflation than Joe Biden. And Democrats, who unilaterally have added $4 trillion of both debt and deficit, as well as just a wash of spending that has contributed mightily to inflation. And on top of that, they cut demand or the supply side of the equation by shutting down American energy and curbing it wherever they can, and they continue to, by the way. And so, really, what we don't want to do is fall for their trap. This is why January 6th Commission still had another hearing yesterday. Think of this. Congress is out of session 25 days before the next election, and what does the January 6th Committee do but have another bizarre, dog and pony show that demonstrates nothing that's relevant to the American people, nothing that they care about in that effort to try to make this election about the last president instead of the current president. We should never fall for that trap as Republicans.
Liz Cheney seems to be obsessed.
She's ill.
To her detriment, yeah. I mean, yeah.
We are obligated to seek answers directly from the man who set this all in motion. And every American is entitled to those answers.
What answers don't they have?
They spent well over a year seeking answers that they haven't come up with. And by the way, have never asked him to testify, by the way. And all of a sudden, he owes them answers. They're, quote, entitled. But here's the problem Liz Cheney has. First of all, she lost by a massive landslide in her own reelection. And the only other, quote, Republican on that commission isn't seeking reelection because the same thing would have happened to him. They were handpicked Republicans, picked not by Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader, but picked by Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker, because they hate Donald Trump. The only credential to be on the January 6th commission is you hate Donald Trump and you'll do anything to try to bring him down. So, this is why no one's paying attention, by the way. This is why no one's listening. But what I'm saying is then we shouldn't contribute to that by falling into their trap of making this election about Donald Trump. It's about Joe Biden and his complete incompetence, both on the domestic stage and the international stage, and probably especially on the international stage right now.
Senator Kevin Cramer, our guest today on the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're a little early today in the first hour of the show today, so if you're tuning in, this is the Talk Radio Town Hall, and your questions and comments are welcome. 701-271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776.
You know, Scott, I might just say the reason that we're an hour early this week is because at 10 o'clock, I have to be in Mandan at the Line Worker Training Center grand opening. And for those of you, and this is a lot of people listening right now who get your, electricity from, highline poles and transformers, that would be everybody, just in case you're wondering. This Line Worker Training Center is really, really a gift to the region. And while it's a combination of the North Dakota Association of Rural Electric Cooperatives and BSC, they train line workers for, every type of a utility. But being the father of a rural electric lineman, working 3 summers myself at Cass County Electric with line workers, this is really a special moment because what they have out there now is a huge indoor facility that allows them, to practice their trade and to learn their trade indoors as well as outdoors, and better equip them as and train them as line workers, who in my view are some of the most heroic people among us, our linemen that they're out in the worst weather, oftentimes.
Any weather, yeah. Whatever Mother Nature brings. Darren in Enderlin for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Darren.
Good morning, Kevin, from Enderlin, North Dakota. Your nemesis,
I know it well.
Baseball.
Say, I know it well.
You know,
I love Highway 46. I love taking Highway 46.
Yeah.
When I go home, if I can, if I have the extra time, I'll take Highway 46 instead of I-94 every time.
Yeah, I agree. Say, I like your politics. I've always supported you, and I want to try and help clarify something because what I just heard might sound bad to listeners. I hope you didn't say that Mitch McConnell and politics buy votes and positions, because you said he spends hundreds of millions of dollars on these candidates and then has his position solidified. Do you see where the issue might be?
I see that. I do, but politics is transactional, and what the caller was calling about was loyalty. And loyalty matters a great deal in politics. So it would be hard to...
Hold that thought, if you would, Kevin. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Darren, don't go away. And Senator Kevin Cramer, stay tuned. Dennis in Detroit Lakes behind him. Go.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, check, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In the Freedom Matters USA studios today, brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Our friends at PetroServe USA have some great selections for you on the menu. You ready for this? You're going to like this. Trust me on this.
Always ready for a lunch at PetroServe.
Yeah, pulled pork in Harwood. Beef tips and gravy, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Fried chicken. West Main Avenue, West Fargo as well. Meatloaf on MP Avenue, lasagna in Glendon, meatballs in Euland, and beef macaroni, 45th Street. They also have the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. All right, back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, and you had wanted to finish your answer for the guest.
Yeah, because a couple of things. First of all, remember, the first caller who called me was demanding a quid pro quo from me, saying that because Donald Trump helped me campaign in North Dakota, then I had to do everything he said 100%, because that's what loyalty is. I don't think I'm exaggerating that point. That's pretty much what he was demanding of me. And there's a couple of other things I want to clarify. First of all, Donald Trump asked me to do this job many times, and I said no. Many times, as you know, Scott. And he was very persuasive, and he was very persistent, and largely to help him with his agenda, I ran for and won this seat. And certainly he helped me do that. But this wasn't something I was seeking. This was something that that I did out of a calling, both from our president and several others. The other thing, though, with regard to should my stating that Mitch McConnell has been fighting fiercely and putting up lots of resources to help Trump-supported candidates, people that Donald Trump supported in the primaries with his endorsement, and all people that I supported, by the way, Blake Masters, J.D. Vance in Ohio, Herschel Walker, Mehmet Oz, these are people that I've maxed out to myself that I supported when they asked, even before the primaries, because I think they're all good candidates. I'm glad to have them be our flag carriers, if you will. But, you know, the caller was demanding this literally 100% loyalty. Not even Donald Trump does that. You know, when he calls me, when he sees something that he disagrees with, or he sees something that we're voting on, he'd like to have me vote one way or the other. He never demands that I do what he says, ever. It's always cordial. It's always professional. He's very strong in his positions and why they are his positions. But he's equally respectful to me when I say, yeah, but you know, for North Dakota, this is better for that. He's always been nothing but a gentleman in understanding that we all have different constituencies. And to somehow oppose Mitch McConnell, if in fact he's running on the polls, for example, all that would do would be to put North Dakota at the very bottom of the line. You know, I mean, just it would make no practical or pragmatic sense, nor would it be ethical to oppose somebody who's earned the right. Now, again, we may not, you know, if depending on what happens on election day, Mitch McConnell may not run on the polls, or he may not run at all. You just don't know until that stage is set, until the ballots are counted.
If you have a question or comment, you can text that in, 701-237-1590, 237-1590. You can also call us, and that's as simple as 701-271-1100. Texter says, no one is talking about the new executive order with regards to spying that China Joe has signed. The wording is very evident what he and the Democrats are up to. It never ends. Read the paragraphs real closely. You know what they're talking about?
I do not know what he's talking about or what the texter's talking about, but maybe somebody get it to us before that.
A new executive order that Biden has signed. Okay. Texter says the senator is correct that this election needs to be about Joe Biden. What he also needs to understand is that we the people want the issues with the voting from the last election addressed and fixed. Republicans don't seem to be interested in that.
Gee, I just don't see that. I mean, Republican state after Republican state has fixed their election laws that they sort of messed up, frankly, in the last election during the pandemic and very loose voting standards and whatnot. And, I mean, Georgia, Arizona, chief among them, that really did shore up their elections. And then in places where lawsuits were filed to support those changes, we prevailed in courtrooms because they're constitutional laws. So I don't I'm not seeing it. In fact, I would even go a step further. In the United States Senate, we had three votes on the House passed bill that would have federalized elections, that would have required every state to allow universal vote by mail, would allow every or prohibit any state from putting any restrictions on voting without identification, for example, would have required ballot harvesting in every single state. That they put that up in the Senate. We killed it three times with 100% Republican support. So on the federal side, I think we've done everything to combat it. What we haven't done is, of course, brought elections under the federal umbrella, because that's not where they belong. As per the Constitution, as per law, these are states' issues and they are states' rights issues, and we do not want them to become federal issues. Believe me, if that happened, that would be the end of conservatism forever in as far as governing policy.
Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Questions, comments, welcome at 271-1100. And Dana has a question. Go ahead, Dana.
I just wanted to thank you, Senator. I wanted to commend you for something I should have done about 6 weeks ago. In a country that just kind of seems on the edge right now, I just wanted to commend you for your bravery and courage and vision on child support for the unborn. It's bipartisan nonetheless, so I really appreciate that. And then I just wanted to say, go Ukraine. Keep that war going as long as you can. I know nothing but good things are going to come from that.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Well, the war will end if Ukraine is successful. That's the best part of the Ukraine victory. If Ukraine doesn't win, it could be a never-ending war, unfortunately. And that's why the stakes are so high over there. The idea of Russia taking back Soviet territory, that's downright frightening. With regard to child support for unborn, I just think if, as conservatives who stand up for life and want to protect life at all stages of that life, we should also support those who give that life and providing child support that's appropriate, obviously. In making that available, just seemed to me to be a compassionate response and a conservative response to saving lives that are in the womb.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, and others welcome. 271-1100 again. Text 237-1590 with your questions or comments for Senator Kevin Cramer. He'll be here for another segment, so stay tuned. We'll take a short break and come back with more. We're in the Freedom Matters USA studios today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Jurors recommended life in prison for the Parkland shooter, Nicholas Cruz, Thursday after the final vote for the death penalty was denied by one juror. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis weighs in.
I just don't think anything else is appropriate except a capital sentence in this case.
Five people were killed by a shooter who opened fire along a walking trail in North Carolina's capital of Raleigh on Thursday and eluded officers for hours before he was cornered in a home and arrested. An off-duty police officer was among those killed by the suspect, who police only described as a juvenile male. Democrat Governor Roy Cooper.
These law enforcement officers ran to the crisis. when they knew that there was an active shooter who was ready to kill people.
USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
North Dakota needs strong and effective leaders to help grow our state and local communities. Leadership ND is a program designed by the University of Mary to support those who are ready to answer this call. If you're looking to expand your network and enhance your career, join the University of Mary for the next round of Leadership ND. Apply by October 31st to secure your spot in the 2023 cohort. It starts in January. To find out more and apply, visit leadershipnd.org. Leadershipnd.org, a great program. Great program. Going to meet some good folks and come away with a lot of leadership skills. So, great program. And employers, if you got somebody that you think would be perfect for it, check it out. LeadershipND.org to nominate them as well. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer, 28 before the top of the hour. Jacob in Grand Forks for Senator Cramer. Go ahead, Jacob.
Yes, sir. So I heard the last caller mention child support for the unborn child, the one that said go Ukraine. I'm a single dad. I got a 2-year story of how I became a single dad in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Actually went to the Supreme Court to actually read it about it. But what does that involve? And are single fathers in North Dakota included in that? We all know that we can give birth to children. However, it takes two to make a child. Yeah, so I just want to make sure I'm not left out.
Sure. Sure. So no, good point, good question. So this is, of course, about prenatal child support. Obviously, after the child's born, they're entitled to child support. And depending on the conditions of a separation or legal proceedings, what our law does is it applies that child support to the unborn child, and obviously by extension, the mother. So that, again, it's a recognition that life begins at conception, not at birth. At birth, there are other, of course, legal protections that are put in place. And not by the way, not that some of them shouldn't be tweaked or fixed, and a lot of that's sort of a state-by-state thing or, various jurisdictions. But the point of the legislation the caller was referring to was pre-birth and recognition that it's that the child is a child, a human being entitled to the same protections, the same support that a child after birth would be entitled to.
Okay, so we're just basically stating that we support and recognize that they are a child at conception.
That's right. Pre-birth. Again, just it's the recognition. It's consistent with our position that life begins at conception, not at birth. And so now, with regard to the father, though, because there are protections there as well, and certainly a paternity test when appropriate and when requested by the parties is appropriate. We certainly that's part of the protection in the legislation as well. So sometimes fathers have more of a concern that they get something imposed on them that and accused of something that maybe they're not part of. But that said, the real main you know, concern here is the unborn child who is a child.
That makes sense. I agree.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
On that, we
thank
all
you,
agree. Thank you, Jacob.
For being a, yeah, and good luck with those kiddos, Jacob. You're doing enormous
work. Thank you very much.
Work.
It's a full-time job,
Mr. No kidding.
Sure as heck is.
thanks for the call. Texter says, $30 billion more for Ukraine? When does it end? Is our job to fund their corrupt government?
Well, I don't know about the $30 billion more. The last continuing resolution had about $12.5 billion. I voted against it, partly because of their government, and let their government officials know that I would like to see some more evidence, if you will, or maybe some more protections put in place. And I'll sort of leave it at that. So that last $12.5 billion, about eight and a half of it, or a little over $8 billion of it, was for munitions and weapons systems, but four, I think, was for other types of aid and assistance. I don't know where the 30 comes from, although, unless, of course, the president used some of his authority to release some more, but and it might add up to about 30, though, at this point, in terms of, at least in terms of the financial aid for the war effort itself, again, for munitions and weapons systems.
Texter says, is anyone concerned about finding out who is responsible for the Supreme Court leak regarding the abortion decision?
Yeah, great question. We hear, you know, we hear some things, some assurances that it's getting close to releasing that information. Whether it is or not, I don't know. Of course, the Supreme Court has kept that investigation very internal, which is fine. I don't have a big problem with that, at least in the early stages. They do have their own, as you probably know and could imagine, their own police department being a separate branch of the government. And they have some investigatory powers, of course. Scott, it's one of those things where people very knowledgeable about the Supreme Court can't hardly believe it's taken this long. And in fact, sort of believe they do know who it is, and they're just sort of shoring all of that up so that when they come out with it, that it's really, you know, tied down tightly, and that all, you know, possible objections have been addressed in advance, which is not unwise, by the way. But it is something that's so big and so egregious that the public really does need to know at the end of it all. The public does need to know what happened, how it happened. And part of the reason that people familiar with the Supreme Court believe that it's already known is because it's a very small universe that could have been, you know, from whom the person comes. You know, it's a very small universe. There's so not more than maybe a couple of handful of people that it could have even been. So we'll look forward to finding out. The one thing that'll be interesting to me is if it's not one of these obvious possibilities, that would be somebody who has access to the particular printer, for example, that this came from. And remembering, by the way, if anybody's been to Washington lately, you know there's not a lot of traffic going in and out of the Supreme Court building itself. So my sense is that they could find out pretty easily. But the one thing that could sort of add some drama to it would be if it wasn't justice themselves. And I would certainly hope that even the most partisan or partisan justice or partisan pre-justice justice would not leak private and confidential information from the Supreme Court prior to a ruling. And that would be grounds for impeachment, I would think.
Last chance for a question or comment. We've got about 5-6 minutes left with Senator Kevin Cramer, 701-271-1100-855-200-1776, extension 2. Dear Senator, what is your plan to fix the upcoming Medicare shortfall, says Tom?
Obviously there's got to be some work done on it. Taking Medicare to its extreme, and by the way, this was something that, you know, when I started talking about it 10 years ago, 12 years ago, even before I got to Congress, the shortfall was well into the distance. Well, we're now there. We're upon Medicare literally being insolvent. By that, I mean literally the Medicare fund, which comes from, of course, the Medicare taxes that we all pay in us and in our employers, that that will be about 75% of the demand needed to, you know, to fill that demand. So we clearly have to do some work. And I'm part of a bill. I'm on legislation called the Trust Act that sets up within Congress and perhaps outside of Congress as well, but I'd prefer to keep things inside of Congress. I think that's our job, quite honestly, to tackle these big, tough challenges, Scott. But if that doesn't happen and the only money available for Medicare benefits is the money that's coming in week to week, month to month, it's only 75% of what will be required, which means an automatic 25% cuts in the services. And I don't think that's the direction we want to go and leave it to that kind of chance. I think it'd be irresponsible. So I'm certainly open to suggestions. But what we can't do is borrow, you know, that 25% from the discretionary side of the budget, because that means printing more money that we don't have. And you talk about something that will add to inflation. My gosh, speaking of inflation, by the way, is anybody else kind of, frustrated, outraged, and at the very least amused by how the White House is spending these last 24, 48 hours describing how they've been bringing inflation down? Well, not only does everybody know that's not true because you buy things, but that the inflation numbers, the official inflation numbers themselves are going up, not coming down. It's just mind-boggling how they and their friends in the media can spin a tale so outrageously.
Alternative universe is...
It really is, Scott, isn't it? I mean, it's almost like there's a cable, a special cable channel that goes into the White House, so the TVs are only on good news for liberals as opposed to reality. It's just unbelievable. Or how about the NBC reporter that's taking a pounding from her own network colleagues because she sat down face-to-face with the Democratic candidate Fetterman, Lieutenant Governor Fetterman in Pennsylvania, and dared express her observations that her producer, her entire crew noticed that Lieutenant Governor Fetterman can't form, you know, rational thoughts and doesn't seem to be able to understand small talk, even much less the sophisticated issues that he has to deal with if he, in fact, becomes the United States Senator. They dumped on the reporter for these observations as though somehow she was the problem. Unbelievable.
Let's see, about a minute left here. Let me get this one in. Are we going to still send money when we're on the brink of depression? As long as we keep spending, that's where we are headed. I assume send money to... How about no more money to Ukraine ever again without legislation saying that transparency of where the spending of the funds is going?
Yeah, and we did. There is some to their credit, and again, I did not vote for this most recent round of spending. For one thing, I just can't stand continuing resolutions and the fact that we don't debate these things before we vote on them. But even that aside, there were actually some protections put in this most recent round, and I've been on legislation for a long time to create a specific inspector general that just on this issue alone, the Ukraine situation alone. And one of our problems is, of course, when you're not in the war, we're not physically, we don't have people, not even a single general or special forces. You do lose sort of track of some things, but we also have a pretty good idea of what weapon systems are using. We see them, we see the outcomes of them. It's, you know, in terms of, again, the military part of it, Scott, I don't know about some of the other stuff, but the military part, which I pay the closest attention to, it does appear they're using it to win the war, because if they weren't, they probably wouldn't be winning the war. That said, there is language like that. With regard to Ukraine, though, again, one of the things, and I know you've heard me say this many times, I think it's worth noting again, the cost of Ukraine not winning is multiple times thousands.
All right.
More costly.
We'll have to leave it there and let you go. Appreciate it, Senator Kramer.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our Cybersecurity Administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, two for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deals. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include exceptional cropland in Ransom County, North Dakota, 560 acres of cropland near Trail in Ada, Minnesota, 480 acres of productive cropland in Stutzman County near Eldridge, 611 acres of crop and pastureland in Lemoore County, hundreds of acres of cropland in Ward and McLean counties, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Dawson, Bowman, Kildare, and Mott, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
My buddies out on the lake. We're headed out to a special place we love. And just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly due.
11 before the top of the hour. Senator Kramer is on his way to that event. And so we have a little bit of open phone time here this morning. And let's get to some of these texts that he didn't get to. Some related to questions for him and some not. Texter says, because the Theodore Library Foundation, talking about the Theodore Roosevelt Library Foundation, insisted in putting the library adjacent to the Medora musical, they now seem to expect the state of North Dakota to build a multi-million dollar road so it's accessible. $37 million for one alternative. Why couldn't they locate it somewhere else more accessible? Says a concerned taxpayer. Well, I think it's a fair question. I think it's up there next to the musical just for aesthetics. And that's not unimportant, but the dollars and cents, certainly an understandable concern from a taxpayer. That makes sense. Question on a topic he did address, just asked in a little different way. Not one person has stated what the limit of our blank check to Ukraine is. Also, what is the end game and what is our goal with being involved? Seems to me, in the eyes of politicians, we just keep sending American taxpayer money while our own economy crumbles and our border is wide open. Shame on you, Hoven and Armstrong, says this listener. Another, how about no more money to Ukraine ever again without legislation saying the transparency of where the spending of the funds is going? Says another. Texter says Ukraine has grown into a drug money addicted homeless dreg. Negotiate an end to this dang war. Stop the money laundering, Senator, and impeach Biden. Kevin, you kind of perked up on that impeach Biden there, didn't you?
Well, that and then I'm done sending any more money to Ukraine till we see some oversight. Till we see some I get where Kevin's coming from, but I don't think it's a war of that. I agree with that texter.
What else we got here? Are we still using the same machines?
Yes.
Are they ever hooked up to the internet?
Could be.
Why aren't senators using factual history and data to show that it doesn't take more than one day to count ballots for an election?
Because it's not a federal issue. It's a state issue.
Every county that takes days to count is known to have corruption in their elections.
True.
And you are right about the senators, though. They're not the ones we want meddling in elections. Elections are local. We don't want to federalize elections. That having been said, it'd be nice to have somebody take on this issue, wouldn't it?
Well, some of these states,
at the local level.
Gosh, thank the Lord they got some headway on some of this. And Mike Lindell, thanks to Mike. You know, they got some headway in Wisconsin. They got some headway in Nevada. Arizona, Kerry Lake's going to be the governor of Arizona. I mean, there's progress being made, but again, the Fed has nothing to do with any of that. This is all on the states and their circumventing of all their legislatures in 2020 and the weird rules and the lack of them that they came up with. That was all on each state where it happened.
By the way, Mike Lindell is on the program today. Did I tell you that?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good.
Excited to talk to him again.
He'll be here at the bottom of the next hour, as a matter of fact. So.
My new favorite towels when he did that three-piece set for $20. We completed a whole, literally our entire, all of our towels in our house now are now my towels. We have like four of them from the old collection. The rest of them are fantastic towels. Oh,
really good deal.
Yeah.
Texter says 25% cut in government spending money to other countries paying for Medicaid or 25% cut in pay for failure politicians paying for what career politicians robbery of Social Security and Medicaid.
Yeah, and you're not going to get anybody really excited about a lot more money to Ukraine when you're talking about Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security going away. Sorry, no one is going to get excited about Ukraine and more money there if that's the other side of this coin.
Period, end of statement.
Yeah. You kidding me?
All right, what else here? Kramer was a better representative than Senator. Listening to Senator Kramer just proves to me that it doesn't matter who wins Senate seats. If you don't fight and eventually go to the left, it doesn't matter if the left wins. Senate Republicans should either fight or win. All right. Not sure the context of that, but we got it.
I think a lot of this comes down to tone. You know what I mean? Tone and attitude. It's not what you're saying.
Get text.
It's how you're saying it.
Get text.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.